Air Canada announced new complimentary beer, wine, and snack options offered on flights in Canada and the United States until the end of this year. The air carrier announced on June 5 that a new menu expansion would offer a selection of Canadian beers, French wines, and two new Canadian snacks for all economy flyers. This announcement comes a day after WestJet's news of its Ultra Basic flight option. Ultra Basic will be replacing the airline's basic fare as a way for flyers to travel without frills, WestJet said in a notice posted on its website. Ultra Basic will provide the lowest pricing, allowing flyers to get from point A to point B affordably, the Calgary-based company said. Replacing the basic fare offering, Ultra Basic is WestJet's lowest-priced option and has been designed as a no-frills fare that gives guests the choice to add certain extras like reserving a seat in advance or adding a checked bag, WestJet said. This may seem out of the ordinary for WestJet. However, the company acquired budget airline Swoop on October 29, 2023, and has since begun integrating the former airline's methods into its business model. An article posted to WestJet's site days before the announcement noted the need to ensure affordable air travel for Canadians. The article compares flying to eating at a fast food restaurant where the patron can pick and choose what they want instead of getting a combo meal. Giving our guests more choices to select the extras they want, whether that be checking a bag, choosing a certain seat, or enjoying the benefits of extended comfort, ensures that their air travel experience aligns with their needs and removes costs previously incorporated into all in-ticket prices, WestJet said. This change may be appropriate for some flyers, filling a hole in the industry where Swoop once was. It has also left other customers used to having all perks included, like Brittany Hotom, unimpressed. I just don't get the point of making everything cheaper to make me end up paying the same amount or more to check my luggage and choose my seat, Hotom said. It just doesn't make sense. This new way of flying also enforces that ultra-basic flyers are last to board, cannot change, cancel, or receive a refund for their flight, and removes the collection of WestJet rewards, the company said. WestJet says these changes will help with boarding efficiently and will optimize overhead cabin space, but flyers, like Hotom, are unconvinced. They're trying to compete with other low-cost airlines, which is fine, Hotom said. But taking away the option to have normal economy airfare isn't the way to do it.